Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Mega News Network. I'm Russ Hody here with co-host Virgil Stragas, our host Joseph Bernard, a.k.a. Stony Bernard, who should be joining us shortly here. Hope everybody's doing well out there. I'd like to take a moment to take my hats off to the fine work our Patriots up north there in Illinois and Michigan and Minnesota are doing, standing up to the tyrannical governors they have there. Two American patriots doing patriot stuff. Hats off, ladies and gentlemen. We're all proud of you, and we are all watching. Trust us. Are you there, Virgil? Hello? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if we're having technical difficulties or what the problems are, but I'm going to go ahead and carry on like we're just waiting for Joseph to figure out what's happening. I don't know if we're live at this point or not, but I'd really like for everyone to really pay attention to what's going on. And there's a couple things I would like to address tonight, personally. And that's one, I've seen some posts and stuff about that, you know, about unemployment, people getting extra $600 a week and double food stamps and these stimulus checks, which I have not seen one. But, you know, that's all fine and dandy. But the post were, they were like, you know, essential personnel, they're out there doing everything and this and that, and we've got no extra pay, and we're out on the front lines, and this, that, and one thing and another. And I certainly can't speak for everyone, but most of us knew what we were signing up for when we took the jobs we took, okay?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Tony, we got you loud and clear, 5x5.
Right. I don't know what's going on. Sometimes I wonder if my hearing aids are bugged.
I didn't know if we were live or not, so I was just rambling on there.
Well, I can hear you, but apparently you can't hear me. And it's like every time we go right on the show, my hearing aids, they operate their Bluetooth. And if they work perfectly, they've worked perfectly all this for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, it's like the very minute we get on the air, it stops. So it makes me wonder. Makes me wonder if they're bugged. right on key, too.
It's probably the Russians.
Could be. Well, I tell you what, man, I was insulted today. I told you a little bit about it and everything. I went into Walmart. And, you know, up here in New Mexico, the governor made it mandatory to wear that you got to wear masks and everything, but it's not law because, as you know, executive orders doesn't dictate what mandates laws, you know, and everything. Because I've been reading up on it and stuff. Well, she stated that in her statements that anybody with medical conditions are exempt as long as you have a note from your PCP. Well, I went and got my note the other day and it just stuff. So I went today to Walmart, presented my note, and they said, it doesn't matter if you have a disability or not, we're not letting you in.
Well, I told you earlier, that's definitely, I don't know why. I tell you what, I would have walked out of there and called my attorney immediately.
This is what I did when my roommate was filming everything. And that's, well, this is where I went in. I was nice about it. I wasn't rude. I said, you know, okay. So I went in, borrowed my roommate's mask, went inside, and guess what? Half the employees in there weren't even wearing a mask.
Yeah, I know.
Now,
I was talking a little bit about that before you got the bugs worked out there, but
mm-hmm.
You know, the governor of Oregon just got her ass handed to her on a platter by the Oregon Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Her order has been nullified. Her orders have been nullified. She can't demand, force anybody to do anything. The only
right.
thing she's capable of at this point is issuing guidelines. And guidelines
exactly.
are just guidelines that can't be enforced.
And we've been saying this, Russell, but nobody listens. And here's the thing about executive orders, okay? I studied this up and down. What these executive orders do, they don't mandate or dictate what laws the governor can say, like I just said a while ago. She can communicate with federal agencies and state agencies and everything, but it has to go through legislation, which it never did. So anyhow,
mm-hmm.
These laws, the federal agencies, state agencies have to follow those laws, but the citizens do not have to.
Right.
You know that?
That is 100% correct. That's just like on the federal level. When
mm-hmm.
Obama was issuing all those executive orders, those orders apply to federal agencies and employees only.
Mm-hmm.
They are not enforceable on the American public.
And here's the other thing that people don't understand.
I don't understand what it is about that people can't understand.
I hear you. Well, this is what it is, and I was talking to a lot of my state representative today about all this, is that people think just because the governor says it can become law. They don't, you know, they'll stop and think to research all this. Well, these executive orders only last for a few days. They don't last, for example, today the GOP...
Now, a governor can throw an emergency order out, but they are only good for 28 days, 4 weeks. That's it.
Exactly.
That's
my here's
law.
The thing. This governor here, she overreached her extension, so the entire GOP Senate here in New Mexico told the governor he had until Thursday to get the city open or it goes to the Supreme Court. And that's what they told
yep.
him.
Yeah.
And not
even
the health department, and people are buying the bullshit from the health department. They can extend an executive order to make it, you know, they can suggest you to wear masks or whatever. They can't mandate
right.
any laws.
No,
period.
No, they cannot, you know, and I don't understand
and
why people
here
don't
with
realize
us.
That, but basically what we're looking at here, and the majority, now there's some states that are red that have a bit of a problem, nothing real serious. But what you're seeing, where you're seeing these absolutely power mad individuals
oh, yeah.
are your blue state
governors.
Oh,
I was laughing at Kate Brown when they shot Kate Brown down. I was laughing. I said, there you go. I bet that pissed her off.
Roll. Oh, yeah, but let me finish my thought here, man. What you don't understand is these governors work hand-in-hand with the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about power. And
mm-hmm.
I bet you, I mean, we'll never be able to prove this, but I'll bet you to a dollar to a donut hole that they were told by the DNC to do everything humanly possible
mm-hmm.
keep their state economy
well,
shut down.
Well, actually, we can backtrack.
To make stuff look bad.
I'm gonna backtrack you a little bit. When all these, when the elections were going on the state level, we had Mike Bloomberg going in all these blue states, working all his millions into these states. Well, this is Mike Bloomberg's doing as well. He's ordering them to do this.
Well, I don't know if he's actually ordering them, but he mm-hmm. does have an agenda, and he does have money. And now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying all politicians are corrupt or bought, but the large majority mm-hmm. of them are.
That one is South Dakota,
right? And
that governor's
a fine example of Mike Bloomberg meddling. Look at the state of Virginia. He went in there
mm-hmm.
and pumped millions of dollars into the local elections, state elections,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of stuff.
Look at New Mexico.
And now they've got a Democrat majority House and a Democrat majority Senate and a Democrat governor. and they have passed some of the most unconstitutional restrictive gun laws in the history of the United States. And this is what happened, you know, people. And, of course, we've been telling everybody this for years, but your local elections matter. And I'm telling you right now, they're getting a good dose of seeing what happens when you don't here in the Houston area right now. Harris County Judge Hidalgo, that 25-year-old bimbo, she got zero experience running anything except that. She's turned all these felons loose on PR bonds. One guy's been arrested 67 times. He was two felonies. He was in jail charged with two felonies. He was let out by her minions on PR bond, personal recognizance, and he went out there and stabbed and beat an 80-year-old woman while he was driving her.
Virgil, what do you think of all this, brother?
Well, today, you know, it was pandemonium in Baton Rouge today. People were going crazy.
I don't know if you heard what I said. I got into it at Walmart today. It happened.
Well, we went to Walmart with no problem. We went to Lowe's with no problem. We went and ate at Walk-On's with no problem. The only problem we had is people have forgotten how to drive their fucking cars. We almost got several accidents in Baton Rouge, and that's why when we got through at Sam's, went and picked up two tires from a pickup truck. I told the wife, "Let's get the fuck out of Baton Rouge." And Sam's was packed. Sam's was packed. They had a few people wearing masks, you know, a few sheep in there. But when it came to a checkout and go to the door, that 6-foot shit, that shit went completely out of the fucking window. It was, the people are not paying attention to that bullshit anymore.
Well, they are here in this day. I mean, I got discriminated against big time, brother. I was like, I went up to Walmart this morning, and I got my note from my PCP saying that I can't wear a mask and everything. And the governor stated that people with medical conditions are exempt, you know, and stuff. Well, went into Walmart, the guy wasn't going to let me in. And I showed him my note, and he said, "Don't care if you have a disability or not, you're not going in the store." I go, "You do realize that's discrimination, right?" And Trish was filming the whole thing. I go, "This is discrimination." I go, "I can have a lawsuit on you right now." And he goes, "Don't matter, you're not coming in the store." I go, "All right." And so I was nice, I wasn't being rude. So I turned around, got a mask, went in the store. Guess what? Half the employees inside Walmart was not even wearing a mask. We got all that on film. What do you think of that?
Well, I can tell you what, with my temperament, that son of a bitch would have been counting every brick on the ceiling.
Right. I wanted to, but I kept my cool. I was calling and I was nice about it.
But
I did go down to Lowe's. They didn't mandate masks. Although people were wearing masks, I was telling Trisha, I kind of fell out of place, man. She goes, "Why?" I go, "Because I was the only one in there not wearing a mask."
You know?
Well, they had hundreds of people. They had over 100 people in Lowe's today that were not wearing a mask. I went and got some cabinets to mount in my Mack truck. So I'm going on the road with it next week. And but it's just people are just catching on to the stupidity, especially after our governor's photo op, where him and the reporters are wearing, and the police officers in the background, and the police officers in the background didn't have their PPE on, you know.
Right.
That really sets an example for everybody.
Right.
You know, well, so everybody is seen as full of bullshit.
Well, look what Lightfoot did there in Chicago. She overstepped her boundaries by sending tow trucks to a church down there It had all the cars pulled out of the parking lot, out of the church. Even at people's homes that was near the church, all the vehicles were free, were taken, which was illegal, by the way, for her to do.
Well, I don't feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for them because they went and elected these assholes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you
mm-hmm.
you get what you pay for. You get what you pay
exactly.
for. If you're expecting
exactly.
if you're expecting a fucking tear to roll down my eye after you done voted for these son of a bitches and put them in office, then you're getting it up the ass from them. Don't expect
yep.
a tear from my eye.
Yep.
I told
here.
You so.
Same
just
example.
Don't say it. I told you so. Just don't say it.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know, Virgil.
But
I
today,
know.
But today. Today I was informed that one of my posts on Facebook, they called lawyers into the shit. They involved lawyers in one of my posts.
Well, nothing they could do about
okay.
it. Mm-hmm.
They involved
it.
Lawyers on
I
that post
that.
Filed by the L&B Transport.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyer for L&B called the workers' comp lawyers, sent it to him, sent a flash to him, and the workers' comp lawyer called my lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, three lawyers called in on a fucking Facebook post. Boy, I'm telling you, I have fully graduated from the Russell Hood.
The
I have, don't interrupt. Quit interrupting, Joseph.
Go ahead.
I have fully graduated from the Russell Hood walking, talking rectum school of assholeology. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am the man. Number one. I am number one. You Facebook jail pussies, I had three lawyers. Top that.
Nothing they can do about it, Virgil. Not a damn thing they can do, and they know it.
Well,
wow. My lawyer told me, she said, you need to quit doing that, Virgil. You know, you need to take the high road, be the bigger person. I said, well, I wish you would have told me that before. She said, before what? I said, before I wrote Tiffany Rivette's personal phone number and name all over truck stop bathroom walls in five states.
What did he say?
She said, oh, my God.
And they're probably listening in onto the show. I guarantee you that.
Well,
but there's nothing,
you,
legally nothing they can do
you know,
about it, Virgil, so I wouldn't sweat it. You know, you're
well,
just your freedom of speech.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, you know, I don't know anymore, man, about any of this shit, man. But I'd like to take a minute and something I saw about, I started on it a while ago there, but on a post, a couple of posts I saw earlier today about stimulus checks, this, and, you know, double food stamps here, and an extra $600 on the unemployment, and the essential workers, you know, we're out here, we're out in the thick of it. They haven't done nothing for us and yada, yada like that. I just wanted to take a minute to address that, okay? I think a lot of the stimulus is bullshit, but there were people who needed it, people who were making good money that found themselves unemployed. So I can understand to a certain extent why they did that, okay? I think it shouldn't have been a blanket thing, but, you know, that's just me. But as far as whining about being essential and that kind of stuff, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Those of us who've been out here through this shit every day, your truck drivers, road construction, utility people, all of doctor nurses, your frontline people, and on a note on those doctor nurses, let me tell you something, man. Most of those people are out there living by an oath they took. It's called a hypocritical oath, whatever it is, man. And they swore to save lives, all right? And that's what I'm doing. And most of them are employees like us are at hospitals in one thing or another, and they're going to do what they're instructed to do because, like me or you or Virgil, we like those paychecks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get off their asses a little bit there. Now, as to as far as the rest of it, those of us who are essential, who've been out here in this shit since day one, we knew what we were doing when we signed up for this. We knew that things get ugly. We're going to have to square up and carry the shit on our shoulders. No different than the Army, the Marine Corps, whatever you want to talk about. When you sign up, you know you're liable to find yourself in some ugly fucking places, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It comes with territory. So quit fucking whining about it.
Exactly.
All right? Just quit whining
about it.
Here's
the thing I don't realize.
Be thankful.
I was watching.
Be fucking thankful that you are working, because there's a lot of people that wish they were. That's all I got on that.
Well, here's an accepting on those $600 extra on those checks they're getting. I was watching today, and Congress stated that those $600 checks, they had to be paid back on the unemployment. So good luck with all that while you're sitting on your all's asses drawing that extra $600.
Well, I hadn't heard that or seen anything on the law on that, but that does come to a screeching halt July 1st, all right? So you got the rest of this month and next month, so you got,
I still haven't gotten my stimulus.
I haven't either.
Everybody else around me has, but I haven't gotten mine. I'm on SSI, and I haven't gotten it yet.
I haven't seen any check yet either, but I doubt that I will, and I wasn't counting on it anyway. So,
here.
Government ain't never done nothing for me but stick me in hell holes and get me shot at. So,
right.
Well,
guys, let me ask you this question, Virgil. Russell, let me ask you, do you think this is what the new America is about right now? Because the old America is gone now. Do you think this is the new America now, like Michael Bogus was saying today?
Well, you know what? I think that they really were thinking they had it done and stuff like that. But you know what? People all over the country. I mean, today in, I forget the city, in California, they had a protest out there, and they arrested a preacher and a bunch of other people and stuff like that. America is waking up to the overreach that's gone on here, all right?
Yep.
And then you've got some great patriots up north, Ross Broad and the U.S. Yellow Jackets and stuff like that, man, that are standing up against this tyranny. You know, and of course, we know what personal loss that comes with that, and the bullshit and the monitoring and everything else. So, you know, I tip my hat to those guys. They're doing patriot shit, man.
Yeah, they are. Same thing here in New Mexico. They're starting to wake up. The patriots are standing up to the governor and everything. Even the liberals out here, Russell, you'll be shocked. They're actually jumping in. So, hell no. You know, so they're even like protesting with us and everything now up here. That's kind of good to see. They're like, nope, you know what, we're good. How do you switch from Democrats to Republicans? That's what they were asking. Seriously.
I read something today about Elon Musk, you know, Tesla and that private space company, SpaceX, and whatever like that. He's been sending what they call crypto tweets out and stuff like that, telling everybody to take the red pill. So I said, what the fuck is he talking about? So I did a little looking and checking on it, and those guys have seen the overreach of the government. Now, you got to understand, these guys were big liberal Democrats, right? Well, they've seen what's gone on here the last couple of months. I did some digging and checking, and take the red pill. That's telling the people to go to switch sides, to switch over to the Republican side, because the Democrats no longer represent the people in any way, shape, or form.
Yep. Not that the Republicans
really do, but they do a much better job of it than the Democrats.
Well, that's on both sides. I mean, you got your rhinos that, like with King, for example, I wasn't surprised with him. He went and voted with Pelosi on this next package that was coming out. The only Republican to vote. And I said he was a rhino and everything, you know, but everybody's like, well, give him a chance. Well, there you go, guys. You got your chance. King disappointed you all. He turned out to be what you all wanted. I mean, it's on both sides. Don't get me wrong. It's on both sides. But most of them don't even have balls. There's one woman in the whole bunch that has more balls than all of them put together, and that's the governor of South Dakota. My hat's off to her.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, the governor in South Dakota, man, she's absolutely on the ball. I don't know if she realizes it or not, but she's a constitutionalist at heart. And I tell you what, man, she made 49 other governors look like fucking idiots.
She's right. Oh, yeah. She reminds me of a female version of Jim Jordan. You know, and everything. So, what do you think, Virgil?
But, ex parte Milligan, people got to looking that shit up. That shit went viral on Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat, and everywhere else. And people got to looking at that. And I was asked several questions, you know, what did this concern back in 1866? Okay, during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln suspended habeas corpus. Okay, the case was brought before the Supreme Court of the United States, 1866, and it was unanimously ruled unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. That in states of emergency, your constitutional rights do not get suspended and cannot be suspended by the government.
Exactly.
Period.
Yep.
Okay. So people got to looking this up, and the Shooter's Grill in Rifle, Colorado, they're being harassed now. Their license has been pulled for serving food and everything else. And I'm in contact with the the smoking hot lady that owns the thing. And I talk with her all the time, and I brought that to her attention, and she was very surprised at it. So, I mean, you know, learn your laws, people. Learn what they can do and what they can't do. I mean, you know, you're letting them get away with all kind of shit that they ain't supposed to be doing. And another thing you need to remember, and another thing you people, dumbasses out there need to remember, that, you know, vaccine. Well, let me tell you what. The number one person harping about this vaccine is Bill Gates. Okay? How can you on one hand advocate population control, but you're going to develop a vaccine to help everybody and cure everybody? Now, that to me, I don't know if it's just me, but to me, something is really fucked up with that picture.
Well, there was an article I've been reading.
Let me tell you, I don't know if y'all caught it, but I posted some stuff the other day about 060606. I posted it on my page.
If
you didn't see it, Google it. All right. And this whole thing with Gates, Fauci, the left, and the elitists and all that. You see, Gates wants everybody chipped. All right? Fauci wants everybody carrying some kind of immunization papers. And it seems like a lot of these idiot governors, inclusive of Greg Abbott here in the great state of Texas, who's shown himself to be a piece of shit over the last 8 weeks, are on board with this. But it goes deeper than just vaccination. This is where you go get into your paperless currency.
All right. It's well, not, they want to cut gas completely out because you see, you use your bank card, you use your credit card. There's a paper trail to every fucking thing that you do that they can have access to. Correct.
You know what I do with my card, Russell? I draw all my money out all at one time, every bit of it. When I get paid, and I'll draw it all out and I'll pay everything with cash.
Yeah, well,
can't
that's
trace
what I'm
it
saying.
That way.
Exactly. That's my point. They want to do away with that because they can't control, see, and spy on everything that you do if you're using cash. That's just the way these people operate. This is part of the New World Order, One World Government, whatever you want to call it, you know. China's been sitting there. China came out trying to stir shit and go, oh, the U.S. hasn't paid their part of the U.N. They owe the U.N. $1 billion, whatever. And I'm sitting there going, good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Continue on. Carry on, President Trump. Fuck those Nazis. All
right.
Let me ask you this, Russell. Let me ask you this.
Yep.
What in the fuck did we buy on credit from the U.N.?
Nothing. We pay the biggest part of the UN's budget every year for them to work against us and against the U.S. people in every way, shape, or form.
What it is, Virgil, they're going bankrupt and they need money, so they're going to try to squeeze it out of us somehow.
Well, for one thing, where they can save money is stop paying the ambassador to Palestine. You know, because can anybody show me Palestine on a map?
Nope.
Can you show me where Palestine's out on a map? Okay. So here you got a motherfucker paying to represent a non-existent country. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's one example of the waste. The United Nations is nothing more. The United Nations is nothing more than a bunch of beggars, thieves, prostitutes, and crybabies.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need them. We don't need them.
Exactly.
We didn't need them during World War II, and we don't need them now.
Exactly.
You know how people raised money? You know how, you see, at the end, people don't realize this. Close to the end of World War II, you see, the United States was completely bankrupt. Okay? I mean, we were in a hell of a fucking fix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, it came out, you know, after the war, the income tax thing. I'm not talking about that. But something happened, and it was to me, it was divine intervention. The more I read about it, it was divine intervention. Okay? When the Marines raised the flag on Iwo Jima, and that picture was taken, it was, they ran five segments in the newspapers of that picture, of that photograph. That photograph was used to inspire the American people to buy what is now known as savings bonds. Back then, they were known as war bonds.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because if the Americans would have had to invade Japan, we were in such bad shape that most of the Marines would have been throwing rocks instead of shooting rifles.
Yeah, right.
That's how bad it was.
Right.
But the American people rallied around that photograph. They rallied around the Marines and the sailor that came back alive and promoted these war bonds, had this war bond drives all over the country. And people gave until the war was won. Finally won.
Mm-hmm.
Japan surrendered. Big print, 6-inch letters across the page. Japan surrenders. Okay? And we did that without the United Nations. We did that without the United Nations. And we did it without, and we did it without what Russell curses so much, and I curse so much, as a negotiated peace.
Mm-hmm.
We beat the son of a bitch's faces down in the dirt till they screamed uncle.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we did it on both sides.
That was after we dropped the bomb on them.
Well, Virgil, and the point that y'all need to pay attention to that Virgil's making here is we beat them and we killed them and we kept killing them until they begged for the killing to stop. They surrendered. That was not a negotiated peace. They surrendered. Germany surrendered. We have not had a peep out of trouble out of them fucking since, all right? Not like Vietnam, not like friggin' Korea, the shit we're dealing with to this day. When the UN got involved and politicians figured they knew how to wage wars and stuff. Oh, you can chase these guys this far, but that's it. After that, you know, you back off. Well, they run off the line, regroup, come back, kill a bunch more Americans. That's the idiocy.
You see?
Go ahead, Virgil. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
point. You see, we learned our lesson. We learned our lesson about negotiated peace a long time ago before World War II. Okay? We learned about it after World War I when they signed the armistice. See, that's what's coming up next week. Memorial Day, Armistice Day. Okay? World War I. Okay? We negotiated. Most of the countries negotiated with Germany. Okay, they put them in bankruptcy. They drove them down so low. So basically, what's happening now here in America with this COVID-19 shit, and then people got tired. And what happened? This one little son of a bitch with a fucked up mustache comes up talking shit in the barroom, and everybody buys into it and says, "You know what? That motherfucker's right." Anybody want to finish the fucking story about a negotiated peace? Huh? You want to finish that story? 3 million people across the world died trying to defeat that son of a bitch.
Look at all the Jewish stuff.
It only takes one to create one hell of a momentum. And by God, I got to give it to the little son of a bitch. He fucking did it. I got to give it to the little meth-head son of a bitch. He was a corporal in World War One.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked all this shit, and he finally, you know, he did what Kamala Harris used her knees and her mouth. Well, he just used his mouth, and he mouth-fucked his way all the way up to the top part of Germany. Mm-hmm. The Führer. The Blessed Führer, and he created a monster. This is what you get when a negotiated peace. This is what you get when you get a negotiated peace. Okay, now where was our next armistice? Where was our next armistice? Korea. Korea. Anybody want to finish that story? Huh?
Right.
No. I think everybody's pretty aware of that.
Vietnam?
Every president since the Korean War, up to the Trump presidency, has paid little Timmy and his dad big money to behave. Because that's the only thing they get when they run out of the money they were given. They throw a little temper tantrum and shoot a couple missiles off in the air. And we give them another couple $1 billion to keep them quiet. And until our president came along here and put an end to that bullshit. But I'm going to tell
you guys want to know. But you guys like to know what I stumbled upon is when I was researching some, you know, where the word we are in this together that they use so much, right? I was researching that. And guess where that term came from?
Germany. Nazi Germany.
Yep. Don't believe me? Google it. Google it, everybody. That's where that term came from.
Well,
we're in this together.
I got a little bit more nervousness toward Korea than I do by Iran. I mean, they're shooting their own gunboats, you know, out in the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
They're shooting and sinking their own fucking gunboats. So,
yeah, what's up with that?
No wonder.
Well, they mistake one of their own boats within their territorial 12-mile waters, and they opened fire on them and sank the fucking boat and killed a bunch of their own fucking sailors. You know.
Well, you see, I think there's something people don't understand
right.
about some armies and stuff like that. You have to look at the armies themselves. They've got a few good units and stuff like that, whatever it is, their Royal Guard or whatever like that. They're not bad. They're mediocre at best, but they could be a problem, right? But but you look at them, North Korea and stuff, most of those guys have been interned to the military. They don't eat much better than the normal people and stuff like that. They're not given, they're definitely not issued any ammo. So, you know, it forced inscription? Is that the right word, Virgil?
Conscripted. Yeah, the same thing they had during the monarchies with the lords and the vassals and the kings and all of that. You know, lords, they would force families, you know, the men in the family that were just farmers. They didn't know nothing about soldiering to fight for them and everything else. If not, they kicked them off the land, starved their families to death, and, you know, either die on the battlefield or die of starvation, you know.
Sounds,
you know,
familiar.
So they were conscripted in.
Sounds familiar.
Basically what we used to have called a draft, which I wish they would come back with.
Mm-hmm. But that sounds familiar, kind of like what they're doing with our farmers now today, destroying them.
Well, I mean, I tell you what, man, I see so much of what's gone on with the military in the last couple of decades and stuff like that, the way things have changed. I tell you what, man, some of it really bugs me a whole lot, but our guys still perform well when called on to do it, but there's a lot of things going on in there that I don't agree with, and I find somewhat weird, like being able to wear towels on your head and grow beards and all that kind of stuff. And which brings us to a lot of the stuff that we see happening today and stuff like that. I don't understand if people are blind to it, if they just don't want to see it, or what, you know, exactly what the deal is there and stuff like that. I mean, we've been told that, you know, churches had to shut down, gyms had to shut down, all of which was, I guess, according to the Supreme Court that ruled in Oregon there. It may be a little different from each state, but I suppose the governor could do something like that for 28 days. Okay, but after that, it comes to end, and there's been like way overreach by everyone concerned, especially the state governments, blue states. I mean, just unconstitutional. But people say, well, yeah, this, that, one thing or another, but they're missing the point. They shut down all the churches, arrested pastors, all kinds of stuff like that, but not one mosque was shut down.
Exactly.
Nary a one. So,
And you've got to wonder,
you know, and it makes people who actually think things through wonder, you know, what the hell's going on. And I promise you, everybody's pushing this vaccine. Oh, it's the shit, everything.
and they're not going to stop pushing, all right? And I'm going to tell you right now, we're losing this battle to keep ourselves free because people are refusing to stand up. They're scared of the government, which is the purest form of tyranny there is when you fear your government, all right? So we have pure, unadulterated tyranny going on right here. You have the vast majority of the American people scared to death, hiding behind their couches, hiding under their wife's skirts, and all this kind of stuff going on. And these people continue to push and continue to push and continue to push. And we're losing this battle right now with the deep state and the new world order. We are. And I'm telling you, watch President Trump's body language. He's so tired of Fauci and these guys, he can't hardly fucking stand to look at him if you watch his body language. But we've got to remember, there's only so much that he can do. And I'm telling you right now, I am very concerned about the safety of our president, because right now, at this point, with them as emboldened as they are and brazen as they are with the corruption and nobody being indicted, Barr was out there running his cock holster today that said absolutely nothing. And people keep going, oh, there's a big arrest coming. No, there's not. I'm going to say that.
Well, that's
again,
what Pelosi was saying, too.
May I finish?
Well, go ahead, Ron.
I'm telling you, man, I'm very concerned about the safety of our president because these people are becoming so brazen and so emboldened by this fear tactic they've seen and the lack of people standing up and the sheeple kneeling down and taking a knee and going, yes, yes, just be gentle putting my chains on. I'm telling you, they're going to try to take this president out any way they can. He is the last person on the planet standing for us, the American people. You listen to McConnell or any of those fuckers, and they're just an establishment. They're not demanding anything. They're not investigating anything. They're not doing anything at all. They're just sitting there with their friggin' cock holsters shut. All right? So all you Q people and all that shit, nobody's getting arrested. Nobody's going to jail. Okay? All right?
And here's the thing. Here's the thing that bugs
even
me
a dog
is,
agree with that one.
That's not my dog. But here's the thing that really bugs me is that most of the his staff, like the CIA, the Secret Service that works, so most of them came down with the virus. His top aide came down with the virus. I mean, does that sound suspicious to you, Virgil?
Oh, yeah, yeah, but I can tell you what, this little firecracker, this little hellcat he done hired for a press secretary right now, boy, I tell you what, she's handling that ass. She's handling that ass. Let me tell you what, he needs to put Barr as press secretary, and he needs to put that little wildcat in the AG position. Because boy, when she brought up Obamagate, Lord God have mercy. Boy, they like to die.
Barr went today and said they're not going to investigate anything on him. They made that.
Well, that's not exactly what he said. What he said was at this point there was no investigation. So he's counting on Durham to do what needs to be done. And I'm really starting to get concerned about this Durham guy because he's been at this for what? 4 or 5 months now, and we haven't heard a peep from him. Not one single indictment, nothing.
I saw something today that still indictments were signed, but I couldn't, there wasn't a date on it, I couldn't verify.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, by the way, we're just joined by Miss Kim. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey, Kim, nice to hear from you again. Well, let's get close to that time. Do you guys want to continue or?
Actually, I'm headed out, so I don't know. I can go if y'all want to. If not, I'm good with killing it early, too, whatever you guys want to do.
All right. Well, I got to get up early in the morning, believe it or not. I got a phone call coming in. But anyway, let's go ahead and close the show, and we'll be back tomorrow night and everything.
Tune
in.
Hang on. One second. Virgil, are you there?
Yeah.
Virgil, yeah. Joseph has got a new nickname.
Oh,
it's
okay.
it is now Stony Bernard.
Stony Bernard.
He can tell you that story later.
Okay, does this involve a big bag of left-handed parsley?
That's the best description I've ever heard.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, but it took him about 6 attempts to get the link for the show tonight sent to me. So I was just wondering where you're going. What you got anything to say about that, Stony?
All right. Well, we'll just come back tomorrow night and everything.
Okay.
And,
Joseph. Just
yes.
Don't you know there? You know, moderation. Okay, moderation.
Okay.
You know,
moderation.
Don't get to the point to where you think. Don't get to the point to where you think rubbing peanut butter all over your body is going to make you invisible. Okay?
All right. All right. Man. Well, I'm going to go
all
ahead.
All right, y'all.
We'll
see
you
all tomorrow night. Debbie Virgil. We'll see you all tomorrow night. And everything should all be good. Till then, good night, everybody.
Good night,
everybody.